Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight, the new series at Zika's Guitars, where I'm going to showcase to you one or two guitars every week that I would love to have in my own personal collection. And today's episode is going to be very special because I'm going to present to you two guitars made by two pioneers of double top guitars, the two inventors of double top guitars, Matthias Dammann and Genoud Wagner. And the even more special point about this week's episode is that these two guitars are both from 1992, and both guitars are solid top guitars. So no double top, no Nomex, solid top guitar. And the very interesting point is that these guitars have still that character, that sound character of a new Genoud Wagner and Matthias Dammann guitar. So you notice that they had already 30 years ago an idea of the sound, that how a guitar should sound. And of course, the guitars of Matthias Dammann and Genoud Wagner are being played by the biggest names in the classical guitar nowadays, such as David Russell, Manuel Barrueco, Jason View, and many, many other big names. And before I start to play on these two guitars, let's have a look into some specs of the guitars. The guitar of Genoud Wagner has been built in 1992. It's a solid top guitar with a lattice bracing. The top is spruce, back and sides, very beautiful and strong Madagascar rosewood. The air body frequency is between F sharp and G, and the weight of the guitar is 1480 grams. And the Matthias Dammann guitar is also from 1992. It comes with a cedar top, Brazilian rosewood back and sides. The weight of the guitar is 1355 grams, and the air body frequency of the guitar is also between F sharp and G. And the tuners of this guitar are made by Rogers, for many people the best available tuning machines for classical guitars. Well, actually, I don't want to talk much. I'm very curious what is your opinion on the sound of these two guitars. And they both have, of course, different characters. I personally find that the Matthias Dammann guitar sounds a bit more bright and a bit more focused and forward going, and the Gernot Wagner guitar sounds a bit rounder and more room feeling. And oh, the guitar was slipping away. Sorry. And yeah, the Gernot Wagner guitar sounded more round and a bit louder and more room filling. These two guitars are, as I said already, piece of history. Both from the same year, and both are pioneers of double top guitars. And these guitars are solid top guitars that are actually very rare, and you cannot find solid top guitars that much nowadays by these two guitar luthiers. But as I said, I'm very curious what is your thoughts on the sound of these guitars. I hope you enjoyed this week's Spotlight episode. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a good week and see you on next Wednesday.